The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Ketubot has been dedicated by our dear friend Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu. May the zikut of the limud of Masechet Ketubot stand for him that he should have Be'azat Hashem, Hashanah Tovah Mborechet, Osher Ve'osher Ve'chavod, Shalom Bayit V'Hatzlacha Bechol Ma'aseh Yadav. And Be'azat Hashem, may he continue to be a supporter of Torah and all holy projects. Amen. Daf Yud Aleph. Today's daf is being studied. There's a Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenihana Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Rifuat Shilema Yosef Ben Sarah, Rahamin Ben Adel, and Sarah Bat Rahel. In the Referendahim, in the Referendahim, in the Referendahim, for the Nefesh, for the Goof. Fatam Kirubala Bovichini Rasul Munawar. Amen. Again, today's daf on Yud Aleph Amud Rishon, and we start right at the Mishnah on the second line. Hagiyoret Vashivuya Vashivha. Talking about three different types of ladies. Giyoret is really a Goya that converted. The Mefarshim say that we didn't want to call her a Goya because we don't want to mention Genai. So we refer to her as a Giyoret, but really she's a Goya Shinit Gaira. But we refer to her as a giyoret, meaning a convert. Shivuya is a lady that was taken into captivity. She's a full-fledged Jewish lady that was taken into captivity. And always the suspicion is that when she's taken into captivity, that the goyim defile her. Vashivcha, shivcha is a shivcha kena'anit. Okay, now, what happened with these three ladies? Well, shenivdu. Shenivdu is referring to the shivuya. The one that was taken into captivity was redeemed. Vishenitgayru. That's the first case. That's the goya that converted, or the shifhat that became free, and now once she becomes free, she's full-fledged Jewish. Now the Ritba points out that why did it switch the order around over here? So the Ritba says like this, first of all, in the beginning of the Mishnah, it's giving you the order of Hibbatan. There's nothing more mehubat than the Giyoret. She came from Giyut, and she became Jewish now. So Giyoret is the top level. Then Shivuya, well, Shivuya, she's Jewish. She was just taken to captivity, so she's the second level. And then the third level is Shifcha, because she's really a Goya, and she's Shifcha's on the lower level, and then she became free. So it's giving an order of Hibbatan. First the Giyoret, then the Shivuya, full-fledged Jewish, and then you have the Shifcha. Now on the reverse side, it starts the other way. It says Shenivdu, because it's a mitzvah to be podeh shivuyim. So if we discuss this pinyon first, then shenit gairu, because it's a mitzvah also, let's say, in second order. It's not a hayuv to do giyur, therefore puts that. And then shenish tahreiru, because it's asur really to free the shivha. So therefore puts shenish tahreiru last. Right? Because the pasuk really says, le'olam b'hem ta'avodu. Good. And anyway, what happened with these three ladies? Pechutot mibenot sheloshanim. Oh, we give another condition. All of them were talking about they're less than 3 years old. Okay, the case was all these ladies were less than three. Ve'yom echad in one day. Ketubatan matayim. Their ketubah is 200. Why? Because they still have the status of betula, even though they might have been defiled. Because since they're less than 3 years old, we have the rule that what? The betulin always comes back. And therefore, even if something happened to them less than 3 years old, doesn't matter. Right now that they're over 3 years old, the betulim comes back, and therefore the Mishnah concludes, v'yesh lahem ta'anat betulim, which means the husband can have a ta'anat betulim. Which means when he marries, he's able to have a claim now. If he says, let's say, lo matzati betulim, it's a claim. Which means, and therefore she'll lose all her ketubah to be considered a mekach ta'ut. Because really she's supposed to have a betulin, you could assume that she does have, and therefore he marries a b'chazkat betula, and then when he doesn't find it, he can have a claim of ta'anat betulin. Now comes the Gemara and analyzes, Amar Avuna ger katan. Okay, you have a ger. He's a minor, and it says over matbidin oto al da'at bedin. So now they want to convert him. So the Rashi says he doesn't have a father. So therefore, the Hiddush of the Gemara is that Betin becomes his father, so to speak, and therefore they tovel him neshem gerut al pi dat his father. As she says, im en lo av ve'imo hevi'ato detkayer matbilin de'en lecha ger belo mila v'tmila. Adai, he needs a mila and tevila al da'at Betin shelosha. You need at least three rabbis in the Beit Din. You should be to Din Kotev Vilat Ger. Shesrechim Shlosha. Vehem Naasin Lo Av. They're like his father. Vareu Ger Al Yedehen Umagao B'Yayin Kasher. Which means he's Jewish. Nafka Minah. If he touches wine, it's not considered Yayin Esek. It's considered the Magao Kasher. Okay. Now, Gemara says, "Maika Mashmalan." What's the Hadush? Gemara says, "Dezachut Hulo Vezachin Adam Shom Fanav." Maybe your time in the Hadush is that conversion is considered a zikut for a person. Now we have a rule, when something is beneficial to a person, you're able to do it even if it's not in front of him. Classic case of Zakin Adam Shlomo Fanav would be, let's say I want to give somebody a gift. Okay, he's not around. So I go to a third party and say, do me a favor, I want you to accept this gift over on behalf of so and so. The second that third party accepts that gift, the other guy owns it. They tell me, what do you mean? But he didn't make a kenyan on it. We have a rule. Zachin adam shalom fanav. Something that's considered a privilege and a zechut for a person, you can even do it without his knowledge. So the Gemara is saying, is that the chadush of the ger? Because this ger katan over here has no da'at. He's a katan. So it's as if it's shalom b'fanav. Even if it's b'fanav, since he has enough da'at, since he's a kid, it's like shalom b'fanav. So what's the chadush that you tell me? That conversion is considered a zechut for him, and therefore, because he's coming to at kanfei shechina, and therefore I'll say that what? Betin is able to do it even shalom b'fanav, meaning without his da'at, because of the rule of zachin. So comes Gemara, is that what you're teaching me? Well, Tanina, I know that already. Zachin the adam shalom b'fanav, ve'en chavim the adam shalom b'fanav. That's a standing rule already that we know throughout the Shas. That anytime it's a zechut for a person, you can do it shalom b'fanav. Anytime it's a chov for a person, which means it's a detriment to the person or something not beneficial to the person, you cannot do it unless you have his permission. You cannot do it shalom b'fanav. For example, that would be if you owe somebody money, right? So a guy comes to a third party and says, do me a favor, this guy owes me money. Says, I'll pay it for him. And you pay, and then you go back to the guy and says, I paid your debt. Yeah, I wish you to pay the debt. Well, that's Havir Nadam Shalom Fanav. And this is going to pay the debt for me. So therefore, the Gemara is saying, maybe that's the Hadush. You can tell me, Zachin Nadam Shalom Fanav. I know that already. So now, Ma'u Detem Ha'ovet Kuchavim Befkera Nihale. This could be that conversion is not considered a Zechut. Because in Ovet Kuchavim, he'd rather live a Hefker life. Once he becomes Yehudi, he's limited on who's he allowed to go with. But when he's a goy, he has a hefkerut. So I might have thought, now you're limiting him. So therefore, it's a choptim. Because he'd rather have hefkerut, he'd rather have free fall. De ha-kamalan, we have a rule. De ha-eved vaday be-hefkera ni-hale. For sure, when it comes to avadim, an ha-eved can go to shifha. So therefore, he loves it, because he has more hefkerut. So therefore, kamashmadan, to the hadush of Zev, da'ani mile gadol. That only applies to Sevarav, that the person likes the Hefker. That's only by an adult. Why? The Ta'am de Surah. Because he tasted it already, Ta'am Isur. Therefore, he's used to that lifestyle. However, Aval Katan Zechutulo. But a minor, what does he know from Hefkeru, going with things? That's therefore, to him, it's Zechut. And therefore, the Hadush is, you have no problem of Zachin Adam, Shelo Befanav. Let's read Rashi. מהו דתמה עובד כוכבים בהפקרה ניחלה וחוב הוא לו ואין אדם נעשה שליח לאדם לחובתו שלא בפניו כלומר שלא מדעתו וקטן לב בדעהו דהג בעבד כמלה מפרק ועד הקטי דוודאי בהפקרה ניחלה נוח לו להיות עבד ויהיה מותר בהפקר זימת השפחות מיות בן חורין להיות מותר בבת ישראל דלא זיל עלה ולא שכיח עלה להפקרה כמה שמעלן האחד גבי עובד כוכבים קטן לא אמרין אחי דעני מי לדני חלה בהפקרה דם הוא שאלה לדני חלה בהפקרה זה only when גדול שגדל במידות במידת הפקרות he grew up in הפקרות ותאים לתאמה דסולה לא יתאיש לדסין And however, this katan no lema mesayale. So now the Gemara says, let's bring a proof to what we just said from our Mishnah. Hagiyoret veshivuya veshivcha. שנפדו ושנתגיירו ושנשתחררו פחותות מבנות שלוש שנים ויום אחד. Right, we're talking about all these people over here. One of them was a giyoret, right? And would we say that they were either freed or they were either freed from captivity or they were converted? So the Gemara says, "My love, that belinu al daat bedin." So must be, she was less than 3 years old. So who converted her? So must be who's Al-Da'at? Betin. So you see what? That Betin is able to convert Ketana. So the Gemara says, lo, hachem ha'askinan, beger shenitgayiru banav ubnotav emo. No, I told you there was a whole family. That there was a father over here and a mother, and they converted themselves. Now they're bringing their children as well to the conversion as well. Because it's beneficial to them. Their father's going to become a convert. Now, so for them it's beneficial. You have no ra'ayah to this rule over here of Shlomo Fanav. Really, is it, the father's doing it, you can assume that it's considered a benefit for them. And if you have no ra'ayah that I was talking about, not with the case, so it was just, I'll be betting. You didn't need betting in this case. You had the father himself is bringing the child. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar of Yosef, Higdilu Yecholim Limhot. Hadush now. Which means, okay, you converted the kid when he's less than 3 years old. Fine. Conversion is a legal conversion. However, when he becomes of age, when he becomes a gadol, he can protest. He can come, he's 13 years old, he comes along and says, well, she's 12 years old, I'm out, I don't want the conversion. If she goes back to becoming a goya, meaning she has to
renounce,
or she can, or he can renounce it at the age of Gadlut. That she says, even if it was with their father, but bottom line, they were ketanim. Yecholim limchot rashi, velomar I efshenu liyot gerim. Right, we don't want to be gerim. Vechozrim lesulam, they go back to the old way. Ve'en lanu le'onchem bebetin, which means you can't punish them, which means they're not considered Jewish. Ve'afilu yaderu tekifa, even if we have the power. Ve'im kedesh isha. Which means, if let's say he made a kiddushin in the interim, so now when he renounces, he doesn't even need a get, because we don't consider him a Yisrael that is a mumar. Yisrael that's, let's say, rebellious. No. Then he's Yisrael, he's a get. This guy's not a Yisrael at all. Once he renounces him, he goes back to being a full fledged goy. If he was mikdash lady in the interim, nothing. He just walks away and it's over. So the Gemara says, Eti be abaye. So Abaye asks a question on this principle about the renouncement. Let's discuss one of the cases. You have a girl, she converted less than 3 years old, right? So what do we say? That even if she was defiled less than 3 years old, doesn't matter, because the ketubah is going to come back. Therefore, if she gets married to a Yisrael after she converts, her ketubah is going to be what? 200, right? So the Gemara says, Abaye is asking, if you're dumb at your weak church, when she gets to 12 years old, this girl, she's able to renounce, Yehavinan la ketuvah, de'azna v'achla b'giyuta? But we're going to give her a ketuvah payment that she's going to go now use as a goya? Why would you give such a payment? Which is, what's going to happen now? That she gets divorced at 10 years old. Good? You give her 200. Now what happens? She comes 12 years old, I renounce. Now what you do? You give 200 to 200 zoos to a goy. So she can eat it when she's a goya? Why would you give ketubah payment to a girl that potentially can go revert back to giyut status? So comes Gemara and says, Lechi gadla. The case we're talking about over here, we're talking about when she became a gedola, which means she became a that's when she'll get a ketubah. Once she becomes a gedola, so the Gemara says, what do you mean? Lechi gadla nameh nim hayav nafka. What does that mean? When she becomes a gedola, she can become and renounce her Jewishness, and then become like a goyah. The Gemara says, no. Keban shigdila shahat. Once she becomes a gedolah for 1 second, she becomes 12 years old, and 1 second, and she doesn't renounce. Velo mihata shuv ena yichola limchot. She has no ability to be mohayer. So the case of the Mishnah is talking about over here, which means she became, because she's 12 years old, she didn't say anything. Okay, 12 years old, they finished. She didn't say anything. She's Jewish. Then in that case, she got a ketubah. But if she let's say gets divorced at 10 years old, they're not going to give her a ketubah, because she has a chance to revert. So he says, oh, the case was talking about when she was a gedolah. Oh, I thought when she's a gedolah, she can renounce. No. She only has a chance to renounce immediately. Meaning the second she becomes 12 years old, she says, I'm out. But if she doesn't do that, then already she's considered Jewish. And now already, even if she wants to renounce, she would be considered Yisrael Mumar. Now already she needs a get, she needs all the dinim. Comes and says, Rashi says, the shuv ena yichola lamchotef, because gedolah, ve'im nihata, harei ki yisraelit, mumeret, the anes b'chol onche betin. That's like a full-fledged Israeli that's rebellious. She doesn't want to follow the halakot. Bet kipparet shar. Okay, Mativ Rava. Rava is a different question. Elu ne'arot sheyesh lehem knas. Now we have a law over here that if a person goes with a lady, he's anes the lady, so he has to pay her a penalty. What's the penalty? So the Torah says 50 kesef, right? Hamishim kesef. So now the Mishnah is going to list over here the following ladies. If they're raped, if they're anes, they're subject to the payment. They have to get the knas. So it says v'eru narot sheyesh lehem knas haba al hamamzeret. Now even though the pasuk says what happens after rape, says velo tiyeh lo leisha, which means now he has to take this lady
and marry her
as a wife to support her. Now even though a mamzeret, you cannot, obviously cannot take her because she's a mamzeret, still the knas applies. Not only a mamzeret, bala netina. And the Tinaz, all those people at the times of Yeshua ben Nun, that they came in to Klai Israel, and Yeshua ben Nun made them converts, and they were became chodve etzim, they became woodchoppers and shuave mine, but they really don't have a lineage. The alakutit was also converts, also in the times of the Nevi'im, they came, and they were considered really not legitimate converts. Ve'ala giyoret, that's a regular convert. Ve'ala shivuyat, shivuyat, somebody was in captivity. Ve'ala shifcha, or a shifcha, shenivdu, v'shenitgayru, v'shetachleru. All these ladies over here, if they had a onus, if they were raped, they get 50 kesef. Pechutam mebenot shalosh shanim v'yom echad, if they were less than 3 years old, yesh lahem knas. Even if they're less than 3 years old, let's take one case to crystallize. Giyoret, less than 3 years old, raped. What's the deen? She gets 50 kenas. Mm-hmm. So Rava asked the question. If you're saying that this is Kiyora when she comes to 12 years old, she's able to run out. You're going to give her 50 coins, what? So she can become a Goya now and spend the money as a Goya? How would you give money to somebody that potentially could become a Goya? So Gemara says, same answer. I don't know. We're talking about you give it to her when she becomes a Gedola. So the Gemara asks the same question. Nechi gadla name memchaya v'nafka. Well, you just told me when she becomes a gedola, she'll renounce. So what do you mean? You tell me that she was raped when she was a gedola, so you give her 50. So what? You said when she's a gedola, she can renounce. You're still giving her 50 to a potential goya. Gemara says, no. Kivan sheigdila sha achat ve'lo mihata shuv ena yichola lemchot. Once she becomes a gedola for 1 second and she doesn't renounce, finish, she cannot renounce anymore. So the case was talking about over there, she was less than 3 years old, right? And then she converted and all that. Then let's say she was raped and she got until when she was a gedola. And the case is given, the reason why you give her 50 is because she didn't renounce right away when she became a Gedolah. Once she doesn't renounce for the first second when she comes a Gedolah, she's considered full-fledged. So what's the difference? She gets the 50 coins. So now let's analyze. Abaye and Rava both asked questions on this principle. Abaye asked a question from the case of Ketubah, and Rava asked a question from the case of Knas. Now each was asking a question. So the Gemara says, Abaye that asked from the case of Ketubah, lo amar kerava, did not ask from Rava's case of Knas. Why? Hatam Knasa hainu ta'ama shelo ye choten niskar. So in that case over there, he says, pay the 50. Even pay the 50, even when she's a ketana. You know why? Because I don't want the sinner to get rewarded. What are you going to tell me now? A guy raped a lady, right? You're going to say, you know what? Don't pay the 50 because when she becomes a gedola, she has the potential to become a goya. So therefore, you're off the hook. Says, no way. I don't care if she's going to become a goya. I don't want chotein niskar. I'm not going to let the sinner get rewarded. So therefore, Abaye didn't ask him that question. He said, that's not a question for me. Pay it. Then she becomes a goya. Good, Lord, so much. So then you're right. Then she's going to spend the money as a goya. But I'm not going to let you off the hook because she might become a goya. In kingdom, sa chotein niskar. Now Rava did not ask from the case of Ketubah. What was the case of Ketubah? Where she was a Ketana, right? So you said that what? That if she was a Ketana, less than 3 years old when she became a convert, then the guy marries her, he divorces her, he pays the Ketubah 200. So we said, oh, what do you mean Ketubah 200? When she comes to Ketubah, she can become Goya. That way you're going to give a Goya 200 zoos? So the Gemara says that Rava didn't hold that was a question. Why? Ketubah, I know. What's the reason of a ketubah? Why do you have a payment of a ketubah? So you don't make it easy on the husband to give a divorce. So therefore, at the time that he got married, she was Jewish. And therefore, the ketubah payment serves its purpose. Which means, you're right, she can renounce later on. But bottom line, at the time of the marriage, it serves its purpose. So therefore, we're going to say in the Chabad, you have to pay the ketubah, because the ketubah is to protect the marriage from falling apart. So therefore, Rava did not ask from that question of Abaye. Comes the next Mishnah, Hagadol Sheba al Ketana. What's the case of Gadol? What's a Gadol? Let's say 9 years old and up is considered a Gadol by a male. That he went with a Ketana. What's a Ketana? Less than 3 years old. Okay, now she says, Pe'ota be'bat shalosh she'en bi'ata bi'ah she'en betulin hozrin. The bi'ah is really not considered a bi'ah because the betulin always will
come back
if it was broken less than 3 years old. So let's get the first case again. A Gadol, that's a boy that's 9 years old or more, she'ba ala Ketana. Or now we go to the other case. Ve'katan Sheba ala gedola. That's a katan, that's somebody less than 9 years old that went with a gedola rashi. Katan pachot mibin tesha. She'amru achirim en bi'ato bi'ah. Okay, so bi'ah is not really considered a bi'ah. Uba ala gedola. Umukat ayetz. Or you have a girl that's mukat ayetz. What's mukat ayetz? Literally, she was hit with a stick. That she says, shenitka la'etz bo'oto makom. Which is the stick went in the place over there and broke the betulin. So either all these cases over here, either she was a she was a katana that went with a gadol, or she was a gedola that went with a katan, or she is a mukat etz. In all these cases, ketubatan matayim. Her ketubah is still 200. The very beginning. Now let's analyze Rashi. Ketubatan matayim. Im nasu liish alechen. She got married after this. Lo avdu bekach ketubatam. They don't lose the ketubah. Im nasas setam. They don't pirish laklum. Which means if they got married, setam. He didn't say betula and things like that. He didn't say I want to marry a betula. He just married a setam. He didn't specify that he wants a betula. So therefore, the deen is what these girls do not lose their ketubah. Comes the Mishnah and continues. I'm about to see exactly all the cases. When he's the Agadot, Sheba al Ketana, we understand that case. Why she doesn't lose a Ketubah? Because she's really a Betula. Because the Ketana, the Betulim will come back. That's not an issue over here. But we have to understand, when it comes to the Gedolah, the Rabbi Awar Katan, well, his Biyah is not a Biyah. So his Biyah is not a Biyah to consider that she's not a Betula anymore, because she didn't have Biyah. And therefore, that's not an issue as well. And we've got, it's not considered she's be'ula, it's not a bi'ah, so to speak. And therefore, she's still considered a betula. We will see the Gemara. Comes the Gemara continue. The Mishnah continues. Da'achamim omrim. Da'achamim come along and say, Mukat etz ketubata mane. They come and say, no, mukat etz, if she got hit over there with a stick, the ketubah is downgraded, and it is a mane, it is only 100. Comes the Gemara, Mishnah continues, betula almana girusha b'chalutza min nisuim. Okay, girl's a betula. How is she a betula? Almana. She's a betula that's an almana. How can the betula be an almana? Almana means she was married, and then the husband died. So that she says over here, it's talking about a case, she almana o girusha chalutza min nisuim, from marriage. Yeah. Now what do you mean? If she's married,
yeah, for the first night.
So the Gemara says, kegon nashi shenichnesa lechupa umet ba'ala. Right. She's, they got married, so it was nisuin. Right away, before there was a bi'ah,
yeah,
he died. So therefore, she's a betula almana min nisuin. Okay? Next case, that's betula almana or girusha. Or what? They got divorced. Got married, they had chupa and everything, there was a divorce. V'chalutza. Or she was a chalutza. Now, chalutza is a case over here where she's really a chalutza and an almana. Because every chalutza is almana. Because her husband died, and therefore she's falling to Yibum. She didn't have to give me this case of chalutza, because she's included in the case of almana. The Mefarshim say that we gave this case because in the last Mishnah before, we gave a case of chalutza that was necessary. So therefore, we gave the case of chalutza in this case as well. In any event, all these ladies over here, ketubatan maneh. The Hadushas, even though they're betulot, but they have a deen of ketubah maneh. They have a deen of a be'ula. So the Yerushalmi gives an interpretation over here because they lose their hen once already they made a nisuin. So already they become downgraded, let's say, in the eyes of the second husband. and they're not the same anymore. They're not used, but they got married. So therefore, the ketubah goes down. Ve'en lahem ta'anat betulin, which means en lahem ta'anat betulin. He's not allowed to mafsid. The husband cannot take away that 100 that he owes by saying what? That she's not a betula. We said the ketubah is 100, right? Now the next day of the wedding, the guy comes along and says, hey, you're not even a betula. I'm not giving you nothing. I'm not even giving you the 100. So no, she doesn't lose the 100. He doesn't have a right to claim that she's a betula. Because once already there was a nisu'in, there's really no hazakah that she's a betula anymore. And therefore, he cannot be mafsid at 100. Because he'll come along the next day and come along and say, Mekah ta'ut. Okay, listen, you're not a betula. I'm not even giving you the 100 that they wrote down. No, you can't do that. Because bottom line, since she was married, so therefore, you cannot say for sure that she's a betula now. She was married. So therefore, okay, we give her the 100 because we downgraded. But he cannot take away that 100 with a claim the next day of saying, Ta'anat betula. Now she, En yachod nafsida otam maneh, he can't say, listen, I married you, I thought you were betula, and therefore it's mekah ta'ut, and therefore I'm taking away the 100. He cannot do that. Comes the Mishnah and concludes and says, Hagiyoret v'shivua v'shivcha. Those are the three cases, right? That's the Giyoret, that's the girl that converts, Shivuya is the lady that was in captivity, and the Shivcha. Now again, let's review. We're always giving these three cases because these are three types of ladies that you assume that they had Bi'ah. Goyot, Stam Goyah, is Bi'ah. Shivuya is defiled by the captives. And a Shivcha, like Malezima. So therefore, these three ladies normally are ladies that have a Bi'ah. What happened? Shinifdu. And they were taken out of the captivity, she converted, they were freed. Yeterot al benot shelosh shanim. Oh, if they were more than 3 years old, now it's a problem. Because more than 3 years old, the betulin are not coming back. So what's the din v'yom ehad ketubatan maneh? They downgraded to a ketubah of only 100. Ve'en lahem ta'anat betulin. Obviously, because they were more than 3 years old, and the betulin does not come back. Good, so that's exactly the opposite we said in the first one. The first one we said less than three, they are considered betulah. And therefore the ketubah is 200. More than three, finished. Once and yet, again, the assumption that they had to be ah. Listen to what's being said. You have a convertess, a girl, she converts over 3 years old, finished, ketubah is 100. Because she's stam goya, even 3 years old. You're assuming that what? You're assuming she's not a betula. You're assuming she's not a betula. She's not. You're assuming she's not. No, she is. You're assuming she's not. So therefore, you're the ketubah is automatically downgraded to a 100. Because she's considered like a be'ula, and the betulin are not coming back. So now the Gemara is going to start analyzing all these cases. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Katan haba ala gedola. Okay, what was the case? You have a katan, that's a 9 year old, or less than a 9 year old. He went with a gedola. That means his bi'a is not considered a bi'a. Asa'a mukat etz. So what he made that lady, it's no different than a mukat etz. It's as if like what a stick went in that place over there and broke the betulin. And therefore, according to the Hachamim, let's go back to our Mishnah. What do we say in our Mishnah? That a mukat etz, how much does she get? She gets 100. So you know what I'm saying? According to the Hachamim, that say what? That a mukat etz gets 100. So the katan that goes with a gedola, that's also considered like a mukat etz. She's not considered a betula, right? That's the first thing. That's Rav Yehuda, the name of Rav. Ki amrite kamid Shmuel. So when they said these words of Rav in front of Shmuel, he said, "No, amar en mukat etz bebasar." So no, you don't become a mukat etz by basar, which this was a bi'ah. And the mukat etz is 100. But basar, which is, there was a bi'ah, that's not considered mukat etz, therefore she still will get to 200. Oh, wow. Okay, so he's making a haluk between a mukat etz Shmuel and a exactly. Look at the top Tosfot. Shmuel Amar en mukat etz basar. Now what do you mean? But she had a bi'ah. So the Tosfot says belo yeshid betulin aidi. Talking about over where you didn't see any betulin come out. The ibeshir lama yesh li prata mukat etz, which means if a guy, a kid has a bi'ah with a gedola. If you tell me you see betulin coming out, what do you tell me? She has a din of a betulin, she has 200? She's not going to be worse than a mukat etz. So Tosfot says the case we're talking about over here is where the katan went with the gedola, but what? You didn't see any hasharat betulin. No, no. So the Shmuel is telling you over there, this case over here, it's not even a mukat etz. I think where mukat etz kotachim gets 100, this katan goes to mukat etz gets even 200. So that's the machlokin. How do we, this again, let's crystallize. The machlok we have over between Rav and Shmuel, it's actually Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav, or Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, is how do you classify a katan that goes with a gedola? You consider it like a mukat etz, or not a mukat etz? Some have the same statement, Rav and Shmuel, but alone, without Rav Yehuda's preface. And if, how do they have it? Katan abar legedola, Rav amar asa mukat etz, as din of mukat etz, Shmuel amar in mukat etz mabasar. So it's the same machlok, and just take away Rav Yehuda amar Rav. Some have it straight, Rav and Shmuel. Comes the Rashi. Asa mukat etz, right? That's according to Rav. Nehi de en bi'ato bi'ah. You're right. We know the bi'ah of a less than a 9 year old is not a bi'ah. Mi'u lo garam me'etz anetka. It's not worse than a stick that went in there. Or Rabbanan de pinigya mukat etz. Just like the rabbi said. By mukat etz kutumata maneh. Now, vechen ne'inyan kohen gadol. There'll be another nafkamina. The gabea kohen gadol netnan. We learned in Yibamot. Lo yisa et mukat etz. She's a Kohen Gadol, has to marry a Betula. Yes. So the Gemara said he cannot marry Mukat Etz. So if you tell me that a Katan that had relations with a Gedola is like a Mukat Etz, we enough coming out, a Kohen Gadol would not be allowed to marry as well. Right? And then Shmuel came along and said next to she, in Mukat Etz Bebasar Adam. Which means if she's not considered a Be'ula, she's not considered a Mukat Etz. If it's not a Bi'ah, it's not a Mukat Etz as well. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to start to analyze. I guess the machloka between Rab and Shmuel. How do you consider the Bi'ah of a Katan? So comes the Gemara and says, Mativ Rav Oshaya. Rav Oshaya brings a question from our Mishnah. Gadol Sheba ala Katana. וקטן הבא על הגדולה ומוקת עץ כתוב בתן 200. We have three cases in the Mishnah. דברי רבי מאיר. What are the three cases? גדול, that one with a קטנה, or a קטן, that one with a גדולה, or a מוקת עץ. All these cases כתוב רבי מאיר, 200. והחכמים אומרים, מוקת עץ כתוב בתן מנה. החכמים כמו לא נצא, מוקת עץ, the ketubah is 100. Good. Now, from the fact that you see our Mishnah, it lists two separate cases. It lists the case of mukat etz, and it lists the case of what? A katan that goes with a gedolah. So you see that it is considered two different cases. Now, and what? The Achamim came along, and they argued on mukat etz. Correct? Only on mukat etz.
Correct.
Right? Which is mashma. Obviously, mukat etz is not the same as katan that went with a gedola. So, therefore, it's a question. How could you tell me, Rav, that you tell me that a katan that goes with a gedola has a din of a mukat etz? Because Tanakhama listed three cases. Rabbi Mi comes and says, listen, when it comes to mukat etz, I argue with you. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rava. Rava comes along and says, Hachik Amar. This is what the Mishnah means to say. So we're restructuring the Mishnah. Gadol haba ala katana. Now you have a gadol that goes with a katana. So that case over there is velo kelum. In that case over there, this is nothing, even according to the Hachamim. Why? The pachot mikan, because when a guy goes with a ketana, it's nothing. It comes back. Kinoten etzba be'ayin dame. It's like a guy putting his finger in the eye, which means what happens? Let's say you have a tear, right? That comes out. So you lost the tear when you put the finger in the eye. A tear comes out. So what? Another tear will come right after that, and tears will regenerate. So therefore, the same thing when a person goes with a girl less than 3 years old, it's noten etzba be'ayin. That even though you lost the tear will come back. So therefore, according to the Mishnah, we're giving the cases now. Tana Kama and Hakamim will hold. Gadol went with a ketana less than three, nothing. Which means you did nothing. Which means she's fine. 200 ketubah. She's a betula legamri. Continue. Vekatan. Haba ala gedola asaat mukat etz. So Tanakama's language was a katan that went with a gedolah, that's like a mukata etz. So Tana Kama is making it the same, like Rav said. Right. Oh, and then the Mishnah says, umukat etz gufa, and you should know, mukat etz itself, luktad Rabbi Meir Rabbanan. It's a machlok between Rabbi Meir Rabbanan. What do you say? Is it 200 or 100?
But it'll be
so
the
therefore,
same.
It's the same. Yeah. So therefore, there's three cases, right? But two of them are the same. The first case is where guy went with a ketana. Guy with a ketana, everybody agrees, lokinu, he did nothing, it's coming back, that's going to turn etzba ba'ayin. The second case of Mishnah is what? A gadol went with a katan went with a gedola. So in that case, the Mishnah is saying that's like a mukat etz. Now, whatever we say by mukat etz, we'll say by that. It happens to be mukat etz is mahloket. That's why language
is
talking about the Bimir. So therefore, Rav is fine in the Mishnah because we're comparing, yes, Mukat Etz and a Katan that went with a Yedola. Comes Gemara and says, then what's explained the Mishnah now? Good. What's explained the Mishnah? Amar Rabbi Ben Hamma. Rabbi Ben Hamma comes with Mahaloket. This one's going to be Ben Hakamim. By case of Mukat Etz, Keshe Kirba. Oh, the case is talking where he knew. The Hatan knew that she was a Mukat Etz before he even got engaged. Mm. It was known. Now what's the Sevara? The Rabbi Meir medamela lebogeret. Rabbi Meir compares the Mukat Etz to a bogeret. Now what's a bogeret? That's a bogeret we say is a girl, let's say at 12 years old and 6 months. So once a girl becomes a bogeret, we learned in Masechet Yevamot that already a betulin dries up. It becomes, it goes away. That's why we said, for example, Kohen Gadol cannot marry a bogeret. Because already, once she gets to the bogeret stage, already there's no betulin. So therefore, he compares what? He compares a mukat etz to what? To the case of a bogeret. Now, what's the deen? Now, even though, let's say, she doesn't have a betulin, a bogeret, the deen is when he gets 200. So therefore, because there was no bi'ah, it happened naturally. Yeah. So therefore, just like a bogeret, she's 12 and 6, even though we know that the betulin disappeared, still the deen is when you get married, what's the deen? 200. So the same thing, she didn't do anything. Therefore, I'll say that she gets 200. However, v'rabbanan midamula libu'ula. The rabbi said, no, mukat etz. It's like a bi'ula. And therefore, just like a bi'ula is 100, so he gets 100. Aval lo ekirba. Oh, but let's say he didn't know. That's the way he knew. So let's say a guy knows he's marrying a bi'ula. What's the deen? 100. So you know you're marrying a mukat etz? Hakamim come along and say 100. But let's say he didn't know. So then already, divrei hakol ve'lo kelum. Everybody says she gets nothing. It's a mekach ta'ut. It's a mistake. You're marrying her. You think she's a bi'ula. Now all of a sudden you get married, you realize she had mukat etz. Even Hakamim, everyone's going to say what? In that case, even Rabbi Meir, everyone says what?
None.
Zero. Now the Gemara explains. Rabbi Meir, you Rabbi Meir, you're saying that a mukat etz gets 200. Amai medamed al bogeret. Why are you comparing her to a bogeret? Nedamya al be'ula. Compare her to a be'ula. So Gemara says a big difference. Be'ula itabid ba ma'aseh bide adam. A bi'ula, she was tainted by a human being. Here, a stick went in there. Nothing happened. No man tainted her. So therefore, you cannot compare a mukat etz to a bi'ula. No, you can't compare it to a bogeret, because bogeret is natural. It happened by itself. No man went in. Bogeret is probably a disappearance. It happened by itself. But shaking a bi'ula, tainted by a man. So that's why he compares a mukat etz to a bogeret. Now we go the other way. Verabanan adim damu la lebeula. You're comparing a mukat etz to a beula. Nedamya de bogeret. Compared to a bogeret, instead of ketubah 200. Answer: bogeret lo itabid ba maase kelal. Ha itabid ba maase. A bogeret, there was no maase at all. It just happened naturally. But she aken a mukat etz.
Even though
an action happened,
right.
Something went in there. So there was one compared to a Be'ula. Good, so those are the two sevarot why each rabbi compares a mukat etz to the respective case. Either a be'ula, because tomorrow there is a ma'aseh, or he considered to a bogeret, where it was not ma'aseh adam. Comes the Gemara and says, well, you just told me that Rami Bar Hama said, Aval lo ekirba, in a case where you were not makir, you didn't know that she was a mukataet before the erusin, the devrei hakol velo kelum. You tell me, everybody else, nothing. It's a mekah taut. It's a mistake. And if we can get out of the marriage, they got to pay even a one thing. Nothing. Mativ Rav Nachman. So he asks a question. So Rav Nachman is asking a question from a Mishnah later on. And the case of it is talking about where a guy married a lady and she was Behazkat Betulin. She had a Hazakah. She thought she was a Betulin. And then what happened over there? You found out that she was not. So what's the case? Mishnah. He omeret mkat etz ani. She's coming along and saying, hey, listen, I know I don't have a Betulin. But it's because I was mukat etz. Yeah, there was a wood. Vehu omer lo ki ela derusat ishat. Right, she's coming and saying no, I wasn't mukat etz. You went around with some other man. So therefore, what's the deen? The deen is the bagam leverbili aizer omrim ne'emenet. That she's what ne'emenet. That she is a mukat etz. What do you mean ne'emenet? That means she's ne'emenet, obviously, to get a payment. Yeah. Right? So if you're telling me now that when she's a mukat'et, and it was a false pretense, he didn't know, she gets nothing. What do you mean she gets nothing? I mean, it's maswa. She gets something. The case was, he didn't know anything, false pretense. She's believing, and he's coming along and saying, yo, be'ula. And she's coming along and saying, no, mukat'et. So the deen is, she's believed, meaning to what? To get payment. So you see that what? Even if it's no akirba, and she becomes a mukaddes, she is the emanet, she gets a payment. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Vehu omer lo ki ela dirusat ishat. See that Rashi? All the way down. Hanoset ha'isha b'chizkat betula. Hazakai married her, she was betula. Velo matza la betulin. Good, they didn't find betulin. He omeret, she comes along and says, Muket etzani. Now, shma'mina itle ketubah. Now, Imane o matayim. We're not discussing the payment. There's 100 or 2. We don't get involved. But she's getting something. Why? De'ilet la'if. You tell me she gets nothing. May ne'emenet de ka'amar Rabban Gamliel. May ne'emenet. Emenet for what? Alma mukat et shelo ekirba yesh la ketuba. Diyuftad Rami Bar Hamad ama lo ekirba devre akod ve no kenum. Rami Bar Hamad just thought what? Lo ekirba. You get nothing. But now we see from the Mishnah later on, no, the case was no ikirba, I got married to Behazkat Betula, and all of a sudden she comes along and says, no, I'm a mukat etz. Okay, mukat etz, ne'emenet. And ne'emenet for what? 100, 200, bottom line, there's a payment, so it's a question, I mean, how can I go against a Beferush Mishnah? So the Gemara says, fine. Ela amar Rava. So Rava has to re-explain the case of it. Rava says, ben ikirba, ben lo ikirba. Whether he knew or whether he didn't know that she was mukat etz before he got married, l'Rabbi Meir matayim, because according to Rabbi Meir, it's always going to be 200. Now l'Rabbanan ekirba mane lo ekirba velo kenum, which is the rabbis are going to make a hiluk between ekirba and not ekirba. Rabbis are going to say if he knew about it, then we'll say mukat etz gets 100. Lo ekirba, then he's going to say lo kelum. Now let's understand what Rava exactly did over here. Let's read Rashi. Ela, Amar Rava, le Rabbi Meir ben ekirba, ben lo ekirba matayim. Umatnitin, the Mishnah, diktani hi omer mukat etzani. The case we just said, the Mishnah, where she's coming, he's saying, you're a be'ula. She's coming along and saying, no, I'm a mukat etz. The katav am matayim, and she wants 200. Rabbi Meiri. I'll tell you that mishnah later on is Rabbi Meir. That's what it says. Ne'emenet. Ne'emenet means whether it was ekirba, lo ekirba, even lo ekirba, because according to Hachamim, lo ekirba is zero. So if we have to explain that mishnah that said ne'emenet is Rabbi Meir in the case of lo ekirba, because she's getting something. Good. She gets 200. Ben ekirba, ben lo ekirba, according to Rabbi Meir is 200. So the Mishnah later on that said ne'emenet is going according to the Bimeir Aliba, the way Rabbah is learning, right? Now, the Rabbanan, next Rashi, the Rabbanan, Yekir ba Mane. Okay, if he knew about it, then Mane. Umatnitin de Hacha, our Mishnah, Diktari ba Chamim Umrim, Mukat etz maneh kishekirba. Good. Our mishnah that said Rabbanan hold mukat etz is 100. That's a case where what? He knew when he got married. He knew she was a mukat etz, and therefore 100. Next lashi lo ekirba velo kelum. If he didn't know, according to this, he gets 0. Lashi. והלומצינו לממר לרבי מאיר הכיר בה 200 לא הכיר בה מנה. Now, she just is answering a question over that you might have. What's this question? Maybe Rabbi Meir, you'll argue, holds 200 in Hekir and 100 in No Hekir. Right. So he says, you can't say that. Di'i b'mekach ta'ut mahaskinane mishum de lo hekir ba let la midi. Di'i lab mekach ta'utu in chiluk ben hekir lo hekir. Because she says, mema nafshach. If you're holding it's a mekach ta'ut, so therefore you should get nothing. If you're not holding it's a mekach ta'ut, you should get everything. So therefore,
it is or it isn't.
You can get split it. So therefore, according to the Meir, we're not going to make a haluk between 200 and 100. It's 200 across the board, ben hekir, ben lo hekir. But in the Rabbanan, which we are making a haluk, we're saying hekir ba 100, lo hekir ba, we're saying nothing. And the Gemara is going to analyze. Comes the Gemara and says, hadar berava. Rava retracted. He came along and said, no, he didn't like the way he interpreted the Hakamim. Where it's Hekirba is 100 and Lord Hekirba is nothing. Why? How do you know Rava retracted? Netanya. Right, because according to Rava, in the case of Lord Hekirba and the rabbis, you get nothing. What do you mean she gets nothing? It's Mekach Ta'ut. She's the guy got married, he thought that what she was a betula. Right? Lo Hekirba, he didn't know anything. All of a sudden he finds out that what? She's a mukat etz. Hakamim say what? 0. What do you mean 0? Meaning it's a false pretense to say
Mekach
Ta'ut. So Rava comes along now and they retract. How do you know he retracted? Detanya. Because we have a braita. What did it say in the braita? Ketzad hotza'at shemra. Okay, what's the case of a shmutzi shemra? That's the case over here where, let's say, a person comes to Betin and he comes along and says, "Lo matzati lebetecha betulin." I was with the daughter. And there's no betulin. So that's a shemra because he's disparaging the lady, the name, and the deen is he has to pay 100 kesef. The Torah penalizes him if he's found out to be guilty. He has to pay 100. So the Gemara wants to know, ketzad hotzaat shemra. Now, there's two punishments here, by the way. He has to pay 100 if he's lying. And if he's telling the truth, then she gets sikira. Wow. Because he's saying that she was not faithful. So how do these cases happen? So comes the Gemara and says, ba lebedin. Husband comes to the betin. Ve'amar peloni, which means he tells to the father, lo matzati lebetecha betulim. Didn't find betulim. Im yesh edim shezinta tachtav. Now, if he can produce witnesses that she committed zinut after the erusin, yesh la ketubah maneh. So she gets ketubah of 100. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Im yesh edim shezinta tachtav bat sekilahi. We're talking about she gets ketubah of 100. If you have witnesses that saw that she committed zinut after the erusin, she's not getting no ketubah. Adraba, she gets sekilah. What kind of statement are you making over here? So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Hachi kamar. Hachi kamar. Im yesh edim shezinta tachtav. If indeed there were witnesses, the sekilah. Then of course she gets sekilah. But let's say they find out that in the Chirami she had zinut, but the zinut was done before the erusin. So then the deen is yeshla ketubah mane. Then already she loses the ketubah of 200 because she's not a betula, but she'll get a ketubah of 100. Ve'amar b'chiyah b'rabin amar of sheshad zot omer. Where do you come out from this deen? Kenasa b'chizkat betula. You married her, you thought she was a betula. V'nimset be'ula, yesh la ketubah maneh. So therefore you see, she doesn't lose the whole ketubah. What was this case over here? The guy married her, thought she was a betula. Right? Next day comes the betin, lo matzati lebetecha betulin. Right? And they can't prove that it was after erusin. Because if they proved it after erusin, she's done. She's got sikila. They proved what? That it was before the erusin. But what do you see? That even though it was a false pretense, he thought she was a betula, and she was really a be'ula, she just downgraded to 100. Now continue. after this statement was made, Umativ Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman asked on Rav Sheshat, because Rav Sheshat was the one that made this diuk. Rav Sheshat was the one that heard this case of the Shemra. And he said, from here I learn that when there's a false pretense case, she gets downgraded to 100. Mm-hmm. Oh, so Rav Nachman, when he heard Rav Sheshat's law, he asked the question. What was his question? From the following Mishnah. Hanose et ha'isha velo matzala betulin. He omeret mish'erastani ne'enasti. New case. Guy gets married, right? He comes along and says, listen, I didn't find the betulin. She comes along, listen, what can I do? I was raped. But I was raped after I was engaged to you. And therefore, now rape does not sit on the husband. And therefore, it's your mazal, which I tell you. Once I got, it's like, once you bought the field got flooded. So it's your mazal caused it over there. Exactly, the field got flooded. And therefore, I'm not losing my ketubah. It's your fault. I get 200. And he comes along and says, no. Ki ela achlo erastich. He comes and says, what are you talking about? You got raped before. Yeah. And it's a false pretense. I thought you were betula, and you were not. Oh, what does it say? On his side of the claim, she gets nothing. So you see what? In a case when it was a false pretense, it's zero. How are you telling me, Rav Sheshat, that it's downgraded to 100? From here it's masma. On his side of the claim,
nothing.
She gets nothing. Well, his claim is what? So it happened before the marriage. Finish. I thought you were a betula. This is false pretense. You're really a betula. I'm not giving you anything. Oh, so that's a question. Now, Rav Sheshat, you cannot go against a Mishnah. The Amar Lihu. Oh. Rav Chiya bar Abin. Now, Rav Chiya bar Abin tells Rav Nachman. After Rav Nachman asked this question, right? So he tells Rav Nachman. If Shar Rav Abram v'chol gedolei ador yetbe ki amar Rav Sheshat lehashmata. Which means you think that this is a question. When you ask this, when they you ask this question against Rav Sheshat, who is Rav Sheshat sitting with? Or the Hachamim? What you think they never an answer to this question? Or you think they just answered this question to Rav Sheshat and he didn't answer? For sure, there's a simple answer between his statement of false pretense and the question that you're asking. And I'll tell you, Veshani, you know what he answered? My mekach ta'ut. Very good. Go to the case of the Mishnah, right? The case of the Mishnah was what? He comes along and says, listen, you were tainted. It's a mekach ta'ut. And it happened before we were married. You can't blame it on my mazal. And what's the language of the Mishnah? The language of the Mishnah is mekach ta'ut. So it says, doesn't say how much. It says mekach ta'ut. Now, we understood mekach ta'ut means zero. That's our understanding. So they tell Rav Nachman, what do you mean? When Rav Sheshat was probably asked the question, he answered, no, when it says mekach ta'ut, it means she doesn't get 200, she gets 100. Which means there's a way to answer. You assume when you read that Mishnah, it says what? She's coming along and saying, no, it was after I got engaged, and he's coming along and saying no, it was before. It's a mekach ta'ut. So by the way, when you heard the words mekach ta'ut, you said, no, that means she gets zero. She asked the question. What do you mean, Jato? I thought you said you get downgraded to 100. Rav Sheshat will answer you. Rav Sheshat will say, what do you mean mekach ta'ut? The mekach ta'ut of it is what? That she's not deserving of 200, but she's still deserving of 100, so therefore it's consistent. That when there's a mekach ta'ut, when he thinks she's a betula, and she's not a betula, 100, so therefore, when he's asking this question, right? Yeah. Oh, we continue. Ve'amar Rava, we're still analyzing. And Rava came along and said, man de kamotiv shapir kamotiv. He says, no. The one that was asking the question, Rav Nachman, his question is a good question. Mekach ta'ut legamri mashma. As when it says mekach ta'ut, it's mashma, the whole thing was a mistake, and therefore it's on a false pretense, therefore it's mashma, you get nothing. Oh, ve'ela kashahach. Okay, so Rava, good. So you don't want to answer like that. But bottom line, you have a question. One case it says 100, and one case it says nothing. So Rava, you don't accept that answer. You're coming along and you're saying, listen, it says mekach ta'ut, mekach ta'ut is what it says. Yeah. So therefore, how are you answering? So he says, tariz ve'emache. I'll answer like this.
Im yesh edim shezintat tahtav avadai. If you had edim that committed znut, why didn't we see shemra? That already beskila. Zinta mi'ikara. Now, if you have, let's say, witnesses that what that can prove that it was zinta mi'ikara, then already velo kidum. Then I'll say he gets nothing because it's a false pretense. However, nimset mukat'et. Oh, in a case where you found out that she was a mukat'et and he didn't know, yes, like ketuvah mane, which means Rabbah is coming along giving three situations now. Let's review the three situations of Rabbah. Witnesses that know she was in tahtav, don't finish. That's already sikida in maladabed. Nothing to talk about. Or you have witnesses that say she was in tahtav before. So that's a regular mekahtaut now. That's a regular case of mekahtaut and klum. And that's why the Mishnah later on said when there's a false pretense, and not klum. Oh, what's the case where you're going to tell me over here that Rav Sheshat tell me that you get 100? Because Rav Sheshat said the case where you get 100. Now that's the case where she was a mukataetz, which means there was no akidba. He thought she was a betula. Okay. And then what, if he gets mad, realizes, well, it wasn't znut. It was a mukataetz. The stick went over there. So the yesh leketuvah mane, and that's according to, obviously, the rabbis. Oh, so what do you see now? Let's stop for a second. This was all Rabbah's pirush. Originally, Rabbah was the one that said that according to the rabbis, in a case where it's a false pretense, you get nothing.
Yeah.
Now we must say that Rabbah retracted. Because Rabbah obviously is talking the opinion of the rabbis. Because according to Rabbi Meir, you get 200 hours. Ben Ekirba, Ben Lo Ekirba, Rabbi Meir says, Mukat Aish, you always get 200. But here now Rabbah's coming along and saying what? That in the case of Lo Ekirba by Mukat Aish, you get 100. Oh, who that must be going like? Rabbanan. Oh, so you see, must be Rava retracted. And therefore, Rava will go like this. For Rabbi Meir, Ben Ekirba, Ben No Ekirba, if she's a Mukat Etz, 200. Rabbanan are going to come along and say what? Ekirba, 200. Which if he knew from the beginning. Okay, no, of course, no problem. However, Lo Ekirba, that'll be 100. And that's Amishtah. Amishtah that said that, can you say Mukat Etz is 100? It's Lo Ekirba. Comes the Gemara and says, Ve'arava, and then Gemara just finishing the proof. Ve'arava, hu damal Rabbanan Lo Ekirba ve'lo kilum. Elashma minna, hadar be'rava, ma'hi. You see what? That he must have indeed retracted. And therefore that is the conclusion, what comes out of the sugya. That what? According to Rabbi Rabbanan, comes out mukat etz. If let's say he knew already going in, knew going in is 200. Yes. So therefore he agrees with Rabbi Meir.
Yeah.
So the only case he argues is on a mukat etz that let's say lo hekirba. When Rabbi Meir says lo hekirba, I don't care, because Rabbi Meir compares her to what, a bogeret, and just like a bogeret gets 200, even though she doesn't have a betulin, because there was no maaseh that took place with the human being. So to this, but how can he say no? In a case where let's say she was mukat etz and it was lo hekirba, and he didn't know that from the beginning, and already it's only a 100. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen. Amen. Amen.